Masechet Holin, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. If a animal was pregnant and it got slaughtered, the fetus, the ubar, would not require its own shechita, but because it's part of its mother at that moment, it becomes kosher and permitted to eat, again with no shechita. Here we'll talk about where the fetus partly came out or was cut off before the mother was slaughtered. Mishnah says, Behema, if an animal was having a very difficult time giving birth, and the fetus stuck its leg out of the womb and then pulled it back in, and then the mother was slaughtered, mutar ba'achila, the fetus is permitted for eating. Even though the leg went out before the shechita, the fetus is considered to be an unborn and therefore part of the mother, and therefore when the mother has shechita done to it, the fetus becomes as well. But the leg is forbidden, even though it returned back into the womb before shechita, we say it's forbidden. We learn this out from the pasuk. The pshat of the pasuk, u'basad basadet terefa lo tochelu, that meat that's torn in the field you shouldn't eat, is talking about meat or an animal that was attacked by a wild animal, and therefore it's just a terefa, torn up. So that's the pshat. But we learn out from there that any meat that's in the field, that means that meat left its normal enclosure, which is in our case, meat that left the womb, once it leaves the womb, it can't go back in terms of having the mother, shehaita, allow it. The limb becomes forbidden, just like a normal terefa. So just like a terefa, once it's torn, it has no recourse. It can't ever become permitted. Same thing over here. A limb cannot become permitted with the mother shechita, even if it goes back into the womb before shechita. Once it leaves, game over, and the mother shechita cannot allow it. If it fully left, and therefore it could get its own shechita, that would be okay. But the mother shechita could never permit it once it leaves the body. Chotziet rosho, if the fetus stuck its head out of the womb, afal piche haziro hareze kiyalud, even though it pulled it back in and it went back into the mother's stomach, the fetus is considered to be born and no longer part of the mother. Therefore, the whole fetus, even the part that never left the womb, would not be permitted through the mother shechita. The fetus is born and it's looked at as its own animal. If it's found dead inside, it's a nevela. If it comes out alive, then you're allowed to do shechita on it and it could be eaten. If someone sticks its hand inside the mother and cuts off part of a fetus that's in her womb and leaves the cut part inside, mutar ba'achila, becomes permitted for eating with a mother shechita. Mina tehol u'mina kelayot, if he makes a cut in the mother and cuts off a part of the mother's spleen or kidneys and leaves them inside of her, asur ba'achila, it's forbidden to eat, even though they were inside of her when she was slaughtered. Zakhelah, this is the general rule. Kol davar shehu gufa asur, anything inside of her that's part of her actual body, like the kidneys, like we just mentioned, that was cut off, remains forbidden even after the shehaita. She'enu gufa mutar, but something that's inside of her that's not part of her actual body, but part of the fetus, is permitted with the shehaita. We learn this out from the pasuk where it says, Babehema otatochil, anything that's in the animal, anything inside of it is allowed to be eaten. We learn out that when an animal is slaughtered, you could eat anything that's separate, that's in the animal, but only when the animal is otah, which means it's complete. If the animal, when we say in the animal, babehema, it's talking about something that doesn't take away from the completeness of the animal. But if, when we say babehema, we're talking about something that was cut from the animal and takes away from the perfectness or the completeness of the animal, then it's a problem and can't be eaten. So only something that is separate from it, that is not part of it, but inside of it, that becomes permitted with shechita.